Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Jeff Kegaris with Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care. We've proudly served the Middle Tennessee community for the last 26 years, and I want you to know we really appreciate you. Having an annual comprehensive eye health and vision exam is so important to the health of your eyes. From signs of diabetes, glaucoma, and cataracts, we're looking for it all. Don't let another day go by. Schedule your annual eye health and vision exam at Cool Springs or Donaldson Eye Care.
From the in-office studios of his eye care practices in Nashville, Tennessee, it's As I See It with Dr. Jeff Kegaris, your source for eye care education and receiving the type of patient relationship you deserve. It is time for a patient revolution. And now, your host, Dr. Jeff Kegaris.
Welcome back this week. This is Dr. Jeff Kegaris coming to you live from Cool Springs Eye Care, representing Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care here in our fair city, Franklin, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, the home of country music and great eye care. I'm really excited today to be talking with Dr. Camille Barbarick, who's not only a great doctor, one of our newest doctors, but also just a great person. There are some people that just kind of resonate a bright, happy, positive beam of light. And you know those type of people. They just make you feel good. In this case, I'm referring to my new partner, Dr. Barbarick. Dr. Barbarick has a really strong clinical background, which you will hear more about. Just as importantly, when Dr. Jacobs and I spoke with her and got to know her better, we knew she was somebody that reflected our values and dedication to patient service and experience. We were able to work out her joining Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care, and we couldn't be happier about it. Camille, welcome to As I See It.
Thanks, Dr. Jeff. Glad to be here.
Let's see. You can give us a little bit of information about you. I think our listeners would like to know that you actually grew up kind of in Tennessee. Is that right? Tell us more about that.
Tennessee. So grew up in Memphis. I'm a West Tennessee girl and went to UT Knoxville, go Vols, and met a man from Nashville and drug him back to Memphis to get my doctorate and went to optometry school there. And he did not want to stay in Memphis. So here we sit in Middle Tennessee.
Gotcha. That was Southern College of Optometry, correct?
Yep.
Gotcha.
That's correct.
So you tried to drag him to Memphis for great barbecue, and he ended up here in Nashville for hot chicken. Is that kind of
right.
How that went?
And Dolly Parton.
Yeah. And Dolly Parton. And you've got some kiddos, too. Can you tell us about them?
I do. I have a little girl. She's almost seven. She'll be seven this summer. Mm-hmm. And she just started soccer, which has been entertaining. Mm-hmm. And I've got a little boy who loves dinosaurs. His name is Elliot.
Does Elliot have a favorite dinosaur, like a T-Rex?
It's Spinosaurus.
Spinosaurus.
Spinosaurus. Oh. But he's upset because the Spinosaurus is not on his comforter in his room.
Yes, they're
a lot of fun.
Shopping for that, right?
Yep.
Let's tell patients where you've been prior to being here at Cool Springs Eye Care and Donaldson Eye Care.
So I graduated from optometry school in 2013 and did one of my rotations in optometry school with an ophthalmology referral center, primarily a cataract refractive surgery practice. And I've been there the last 7 years, kind of learning refractive surgery, dry eye, disease management, LASIK.
Yep. Well-respected north side of town, right?
Yep.
Good. What do you enjoy in clinical practice the most? I mean, I know it seems like you enjoy everything.
I do.
The wide variety. But are there some things that you go, oh, yeah, really like that?
So love anything surgical, love cataract surgery, LASIK surgery, refractive surgery, any ocular disease. Dry eye is really the most prevalent ocular disease out there. Really, I spent a lot of my career trying to get folks to surgery and treating dry eye. And, a lot of the times we would treat their dry eye and they didn't even need cataract surgery. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of anterior segment or corneal diseases.
And you're taking over our eye dry eye center right now. I'm trying to get that out here. So
yes, absolutely. Dry eye is a big thing that I enjoy treating because for years, that people have been under the care of other providers and just take an artificial tear. So it's really a challenge for me with those patients.
So and there's so much more available than just a lubricant drop.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll probably have a separate podcast or two just on some of the new developments, because it seems like, we just had a strategic review not too long ago, and there are just so many more products coming to market, so much more understanding we have as to how to approach this. So if you're suffering from any element of dry eye, all the way from a mild inconvenience to it's hard for me to open my eyes in the morning and they hurt, Dr. Barbrick is your person to go see at the Dry Eye Center here at Cool Springs.
Absolutely. Come see me.
So where did you inherit or develop such a positive attitude? You have that. It resonates. Did that come from parents or come from somebody, or is that just always you?
I think it's a combination of my parents. You know, my dad had always taught me to do, regardless of what you do, do it well and be the best at it. But one of the biggest things my parents instilled in me was people won't necessarily remember your degree or your expertise in things, but how you made them feel. You know, that's the biggest thing. We were talking about that at our strategic review this week. Really my parents is probably
it's really about building relationships and
that's right.
And doing what's right for people. Right. Mm-hmm. And not just stamping out an eye problem, but getting to know them and having that grow over the years.
Right.
And we've had many of your patients that have actually said, oh, you're now down in the South. And they followed you here, which is a real testament to somebody's willing to drive an extra length of time to have my doctor rather than just any doctor.
That's right. It's all about the relationship.
Yeah.
Correct.
Good, good, good. So you talked about a few things. And by the way, if you're just joining me, I'm talking with one of our newest doctors, Dr. Camille Barbrick, who is at Cool Springs and may occasionally rotate through our Donaldson office. She's our dry eye specialist, expert in anterior segment eye disease. Anterior segment means front of the eye. So we're talking about cataracts, laser refractive surgery, any kind of ocular disorder. Let's talk about cataracts. That was one of the things that you mentioned. You've been very experienced in the preoperative, postoperative care of patients with cataract surgery. Everybody gets cataracts, right?
They do. I always tell folks, if you're blessed to have enough candles on the birthday cake, you're going to get a cataract. And the great thing about cataracts is people don't realize is we're able to get you out of glasses at the time of cataract surgery, which is some icing on the cake.
So that sounds a lot like LASIK to people out there, but it's different, right?
Right.
Although somewhat similar. Tell me about that, because when we take the cataracts out, we're going to put an implant in, right?
That's right.
And that's what's getting rid of that hazy lens. Mm-hmm. So tell me about this fix my glasses part too.
Right. So when we go in to do your cataract surgery, we can use a femto interlaced laser and actually treat any astigmatism either on the front part of the eye or actually with the lens implant. You know, when you come in for cataract surgery, we get some what's called biometry and determine what power you need, very similar to us playing the one or two in the room. And we're able to get your measurements and correct all of that, either nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism with cataract surgery.
So we can measure that and at the time of surgery. And I think our surgeon, Dr. Kroll, also takes an intraoperative measurement just to check our values, make sure we're, you know, we have predicted this is the power of implant you need. And by the way, we're going to need a little bit of astigmatism corrected on the front of the eye at the same time, right, with the femtosecond laser.
Yep.
But he can say, okay, there's what our measurements were. I'm going to take this extra level of care and just make sure that I'm still measuring that length of the eye after now that the cataract's been removed. And so much more precise by using that aura technology, we call it.
Right. Cataract surgery's come a long way.
How long are patients down?
So really back to full activities the next day. So, you know, we recommend no extraneous activities for the first 48 hours. But really after that, back to full activities. So no limitations on bending, lifting, or stooping. Really the only restriction is submerging your head underwater. So pools and hot tubs for a couple weeks. But other than that, really back to it.
And I don't know about you, but I get a lot of questions from patients going, so you do both eyes at the same time? And how do you answer that question when patients ask?
No, we don't do both eyes at the same time. And I really recommend not doing it. We can learn a lot about the first eye. We typically operate non-dominant eye first in a lot of cases, or the worst eye, you know, depending. But we learn a lot about where we set you for the first eye that, you know, we can adjust with the second. You know, even though cataract surgery is very, very low risk, there are risks associated with it, such as infection and things like that. So we want to eliminate those risks by doing one eye at a time.
Okay. Okay. And so, and when you talk about kind of learning some, we're really talking kind of about how your eye has responded to the surgery and the refractive error. Do you have zero prescription left over or a little bit of nearsightedness, farsightedness? Because we really want those to match pretty well between eyes, don't we?
Right,
so
exactly.
How soon between eyes do we typically recommend? Because we don't wait for 3 months, do we?
No, typically, you know, we do some patients a week after, you know, some 3-4 days. So it's really just patient preference.
Okay.
And what they want to do. I typically recommend about a week. Mm-hmm. Some patients like to wait a little longer, really just up to you.
Okay. It is an elective surgery, and therefore scheduling is also elective. We have some recommendations, and we look at that on a per-person, per-patient basis, right?
Correct.
You talked about dry eye earlier, but really, should we call it dry eye, or is it really ocular surface disease? What is there a difference between that?
Absolutely, Dr. Jeff. So ocular surface disease is kind of a broader term. So there's a lot of things that can cause ocular surface disease, such as allergies, blepharitis, which is inflammation of the lids, pink eye. There's tons of things that are kind of grouped under that ocular surface disease. Dry eye is just one component of that. Mm-hmm. So they're two separate things, but dry eye is one of the most prevalent ocular surface diseases out there. That's the one we talk about the most.
Okay. So we're here in Middle Tennessee, and certain times of the spring and certain times of the fall, we have a huge amount of pollen in the air. Mm-hmm. Those are more allergic responses. Are those dry eye, or can those lead to dry eye?
Absolutely. Yeah. Allergy and dry eye are somewhat of a double-edged sword. A lot of the oral antihistamines can actually cause dry eye. So a lot of patients that come in for allergic conjunctivitis or itching, they reach for the Claritins and the Zyrtex and things, but those can actually lead to secondary dry eye. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, and it has to be managed appropriately.
So it's kind of like, is the cure worse than the problem in that case, right?
Right. Yeah.
So that's why I think it's important that everybody's treated individually, right? Mm-hmm. Some people that are taking a Claritin D with an extra decongestant have an inordinate amount of extra dryness. Right,
absolutely.
So recently we have some natural ways to be able to treat dry eyes. We've got tea tree oils for some of that blepharitis, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of our patients that are very much into, more homeopathic approaches really like that. But we actually have a dry eye treatment now, and this wasn't kind of what we prepared for, but it was something that you actually don't even put the drop in your eye, do you? You spray it in your nose. Is that right?
That's right. Tyrvaya, yes. Yeah. It's actually the first approved dry eye nasal spray. So it actually triggers a nerve inside the nasal cavity that induces the production of tears.
Okay.
So really good for folks that are contact lens intolerant and want more of a natural therapy for their dryness.
Or people like guys who usually use an eye drop and hit their forehead or their chin and are blinking.
Very true. Those artificial tears are expensive.
That's right. All right. Glaucoma is one that we treat and diagnose a lot. More glaucoma suspects than people that convert into glaucoma. Tell me about glaucoma, and what is my risk if I'm alive, and what makes my risk go up for glaucoma?
Right. So a family history, there is definitely a genetic predisposition to glaucoma. There's a lot of things that diagnostics that we do to determine, okay, is this high pressure related to thick corneas? Some people have corneas that are, thick that make their pressures read artificially high. Family history is a big thing. Glaucoma is where you have an increase in eye pressure, and sometimes you not necessarily have an eye pressure. There is something called low tension glaucoma. But the scary thing about glaucoma is you don't know you have it. I've seen some very sad cases where people are 20/20 and had no idea they had end stage glaucoma. Mm-hmm. So it's so important to come in and make sure that we do all those diagnostics, especially if you have a family history.
In fact, many of these chronic eye disorders, just like managing chronic care disorders in our body, are things that require an initial evaluation and kind of status. We talked today about ocular surface disease or the subcategory of dry eyes, glaucoma, cataracts, also macular degeneration. All of those are those something that you're looking for in each evaluation or examination of patients?
Absolutely. And was very impressed. I will tell you, I worked for a referral center for years, and the amount of equipment that you guys have here, Dr. Jeff, that we did not have at our other practice. We have the Mackie risk, which is the genetic swab to determine, folks that have a family predisposition to macular degeneration, where we swab the inside of the cheek and send it off and can tell patients their likelihood of possible development of macular degeneration over time. Dark adaptation testing, which is something that we can do for our patients. We know that folks that have macular degeneration tend to have issues with dark adaptation early on, and so we're now able to test those things.
We've had those structure tests. That's a functional test, isn't
it?
That can be prior to the patient even realizing that they're having a problem. We can measure standards on that. So,
Absolutely.
Well, whether it's high-tech equipment or great doctors like Dr. Camille Barbrick, that's why you come here, right?
I mean, you
can go other places in town. There are a lot of great eye doctors in town.
Would you do that, Dr. Jeff?
But I don't know why you would, right?
So
I just wanted to introduce you today to Dr. Camille Barbrick, who's a great asset for the practice, and here in Middle Tennessee is a great eye doctor. And I think when you make an appointment with her, you will also find that she's extremely genuine, positive, and what you hear here on the radio or on this podcast is exactly what you'll meet in person. So welcome, Dr. Barbrick, to the practice. And by all means, whether you have dry eyes, whether you don't, whether you have glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration, or whether you're just not seeing quite the way that you should, set up your comprehensive eye health and vision exam here at one of our practices. This is Dr. Jeff Kegris. I'm with Dr. Barbrick. Stay tuned for next week's edition of As I See It.